Let's do a quick recap of where we are and where we're going and everything like that and where we've just teleported to. You just managed to instill a tiny specter of chaos inside of Gage, in the plane of Limbo itself, hurtling through Limbo in a crystal spaceship made by the Modrons. Yeah, parts of his psyche separated out and attacked you guys, but a lovely wizard by the name of Edward Rockbell, with a dandy British accent, appeared to collect his pocket watch that was being repaired and managed to teleport you guys out of there at the last minute.
We don't know if he's lovely.
He just sounded lovely.
Yeah.
Did he take his pocket watch?
Yeah, he took it.
He took it.
Yeah, he took it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need the pocket watch anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The magic was in you the whole time. Oh. Yeah. And you teleported to a lovely, ostentatious library in the city of Candlekeep.
Now we're in a library causing ruckus.
Yeah.
Well, we're solving a puzzle.
Okay.
Episode 21, Wages for Mages. Or re-blind dice.
So, we cut to our esteemed heroes causing a ruckus, destroying a library.
Solving a puzzle.
In Candlekeep, the library fortress of the world that overlooks the beautiful sea beneath. This city has enormous wizard towers erupting out of the ground. Griffins fly overhead of those towers as scholars and wizards perform their arcane tasks beneath. Monks and acolytes do morning yoga, overlooking the sea that rolls beneath the sheer cliff face. It is another beautiful day on the material plane as our heroes just wreck shop in this library. As you are flipping over books and pushing bookshelves over, the portal behind you whirs once again, and you see that Edward Rockbell, the wizard that got you here, comes through at the last second, and then the portal disappears behind him. Oh, jolly good then. Gosh darn it, what have you done to my library?
I believe I said last time, I solved your puzzle, idiot.
Oh, this is all untoward. No. And he starts picking up books and putting them, like, you know, trying to lift the bookshelves up. I'm not much of a weights person. Would you mind helping me, big chum?
Oh, okay.
Yep. We're sort of in a hurry.
Okay. Very good. You wouldn't like a cup of tea, would you?
That's correct.
Very good. Well, look, I'll conjure up some magical servants to clean this room up.
What? You can do magical servants and you're about to make me and Teddy engage.
Well,
Out of malice. You just wanted to teach us a lesson.
I mean, I was also going to help as well.
Yeah. Treasure now.
Treasure?
Yes. Puzzle solving treasure.
Oh, righto. Jolly good.
What happened last time? We opened a weird door.
We fixed this guy's watch.
Opened a weird door. Yeah. He clicks his fingers and the door at the end of the library swings open.
Yay!
Well done, Teddy.
We did it!
Congratulations, old bean. You've solved my book puzzle.
Okay, woo! Bye!
All right, bye! Is he okay then?
Yes, a little bit mishaps involving the brain.
I could see right through it. Anyway.
Whoa, there's a whole other room back here!
Teddy, as you burst into the room, you see two other wizards are sitting on big leather couches around a roaring fireplace, holding cups of tea, that sort of like fine china, sipping out of steaming tea, and they're just watching you rush into the room with puzzled looks.
Ah, did you guys solve the puzzle too?
Yes, we did. Hello, friend.
Hi.
Have
you finished with that?
My tea?
Yeah.
Of course, yes. Here, let me pour you some.
Teddy, what are you doing? Sorry,
More friends are here. And you see that Edward comes in behind you. Yes, more friends. Please have a seat. Drink anyone's tea. Apparently, that's what we're doing.
Oh.
Edward is wearing a very plainish wizard robes. These other two in here, they're both wearing more ostentatious. And one of them's in like a vibrant blue color. And the other one's got red robes that sink to the floor. Both of these women in here, kind of confused. One of them is giving you a distrustful what the fuck's going on face, and the other one seems genuinely excited that more friends have arrived. It's a very polarizing view that you're both getting here. The one that looks excited to see you stands up and goes, friends, hello, my name's Eisner, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, Eisner.
Eisner, yes, Eisner Vorhang. Pleasure.
Wait, I haven't done this for a while. I'm gonna crouch right down like a little ball, and then I'm gonna bring up.
Oh my god! Sit down, he's amazing, look at him wave around. Oh my god, look at him, he's still going. Yes, wiggle, I'm wiggling with him, let's do it, test it out. Oh yeah. Oh my god, Edward, these are the best friends you've ever brought back to us.
And who are you?
I'm Eisner. I just said my name.
That was less exciting.
What? Oh no. Wait.
You had your shot.
Oh, please.
Watch how a real person does it, Gage.
I'm Gage. Woo! Look at me go!
Oh, Jessica!
He's more of an apprentice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's my apprentice slash mum, I think.
What?
This is Joe.
Huh? I come in from the other room.
Here's my dad.
Oh.
My new dad.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hey, Edward.
Oh, yeah. Yes, hello.
Can I borrow these books? This is a library, right?
I just
want to take these five.
They are, I suppose so.
Thanks, man.
Okay. All right. They're not really, it's my personal collection.
Oh. Have you finished with that tea?
The library.
Okay. More tea, then. He claps his hands together. Servants, where are they? Oh, right, they're invisible. The tea should just appear.
Where are they? Is there one near me?
There's one right behind you.
Oh, ouch!
Don't grab them.
Sorry, Jerry.
Teddy.
These people are fucking morons.
What if I get a blanket and put it over one? Is it like here? Let's see. Is there any blankets around? The curtain.
Edward, what nonsense have you brought to us this day? So you know how I went to go pick up my pocket watch? Turns out, bit of a kerfuffle there, and wound up on the plane of Limbo. I had to get myself back, you know, one thing led to another. Chaos being inside this little one here ripped itself asunder, and...
Hello!
We had to fight wave after wave of Modrons, it seems. But we're back, everything's fine, thanks to these lot, and, I invited them in for tea.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. What were you doing? It looks like you were sitting on your butt reading books while all this was happening.
We are waiting for a very important friend of ours to appear.
Oh, shit, well, don't let us stand in your way. You've clearly got some very important waiting to do. How far away is he, do you reckon?
I am very close to evaporating every single one of these people.
Well, let's just wait for that to happen.
Now, everybody, calm down. Yes, there's really no need to fight at all. We can all be friends here. Look, he's still there. He's still got a little wiggle in him. Wiggle it out. Come on, do it.
Now,
do it. Wiggle with me.
I don't like the way she's looking at me now.
I missed the introductions. I'm sorry. People?
No one ever pays attention to me. Oh. I don't like it.
I'm Eisner Vorhang. You can call me the Shield. Oh, we're not meant to give out our secret names, are we?
Shield.
Well, you've fucked it up, haven't you?
Oops.
Oh. I'm Zidane.
Do you know our secret names?
No. You have secret names too?
I don't know. I was asking.
Oh, do you want secret names?
Yes, please.
You can be Wiggle Boy. You're going to be Shiny. You're going to be Chrome Dome.
And you
will be the one over there.
I mean, it's accurate.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I'm very happy with those. Are you Prime? No, the other guy was Prime. Are you Al?
Well, I guess I'm Prime now.
Prime.
Gage.
Gage Prime.
Gage Prime.
Gage Prime. And Joe Prime. And Teddy Prime.
Those are wonderful secret names.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Eisner?
Eisner Vorhang.
Eisner Vorhang.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
I'm going to write your name down.
Absolutely going to evaporate every single one of them.
And you are Zidane?
Zidane.
Cage, I'm not sure that we're allowed to write in the library books. That seems a little bit too far.
Oh, he's new to chaos.
So that's fine.
He's not sure I like this new wild side of you, Cage.
Yeah, just dog-ear the pages while you're at it. Hmm? How about that? You animal.
He's coming along nice. It's only just been like, what, a couple of hours. He's already...
I've got a lot to learn, so...
I shouldn't be so quick to judge. These lovely folks, of course, helped me out of limbo. I probably would have been eviscerated in there. A lot of battle toads and everything about. So thank you very much. And I was also thinking... I kind of watched them fight, and although some of them more proficient than others, I thought maybe they might be helpful in our little upcoming missions, and maybe we could use some extra help.
We've done a lot of... saved the world, and I think
these guys clearly have it under control. This guy's even got his feet up, sipping tea.
We stopped a big lava dinosaur.
Yes, on the Moon Cheyars. I don't know if you heard about that. But,
a lava dinosaur?
Yes.
Tell me everything.
No, we killed it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh.
Dinosaur made out of lava.
Oh.
Ex-dinosaur now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I've never killed a lava dinosaur before.
What have you killed?
Oh, I don't really do a lot of killing, actually.
No kidding.
No, not me, per se.
You want to talk to this guy? He'll help you out.
Oh,
Gage?
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to forget about the instances of I've eliminated life, but...
you can't stop this guy, yeah.
He loves it.
Well, not exactly, Teddy.
You should see his smile on his face.
It's about time they got interesting. Hey, you, Chrome Dome, get over here. Sit next to me.
Yes, what was your secret name?
It's a bit late, isn't it?
Let me guess. It's Big Ears, isn't it? Shitbeard? What? Just jump in any time. Fat thighs.
She reaches out a finger, reaches out two fingers, aims them towards you like finger guns, shoots out a green ray over your shoulder, and just disintegrates the wall behind you. And now there's just like an open vista over the ocean as like wind gushes in. Oh no, I accidentally missed him. You see Edward walks over, he claps his hands together and then places them on the wall, and the wood grows and rematerializes out to reconstitute the wall around. I really wish you'd stop blowing up my cabin.
Now that's magic, Gage, holy shit.
Mm, yes, well, what was that? Disintegration ray? What,
A keen eye, yes. I got a few more in the chamber if he keeps mouthing off at me.
Oh, well, sorry. We don't mean to offend here. We're just,
looking for puzzles.
Yes. We're problem solvers. A
bit of janitor work on the side.
Yes, I was going to say. It's been a while since we've done
Although
any janitorial.
Janitor work is kind of puzzle solving.
That's true, yes.
Where does the
mostly spills and stuff. We're not cleaning up any of these books.
Or that giant hole in the wall, either.
Wouldn't that constitute as a big library spill when you think about it?
Yeah, but we got like mops and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that wouldn't work well on a book, would it?
No. Especially if you guys have like, you know, Cinderella fairy godmother style magic where you can just make the books go back to where they go.
I mean, not...
It seems really rude to ask us to do it, so...
Yeah, you have like secret invisible slaves.
But you did... They're not slaves. They're magical creations. And you did tip over all the...
Yeah, that's what they
all say. Over... to do work, huh? But it's a little bit slavery.
But
I mean.
It's not. They're not compelled to do work. Their only function is to do exactly what we say, or we banish them back to the nothingness that is the weave.
Sounds slavery.
Yeah, it's
what?
Threatening.
No. It's not threatening. They don't.
Well, how would like you like be like? Oh, well, you have to give me more tea, otherwise I'm going to chuck you out the window.
Mm. Oh no! I've never thought about. Oh no. Oh, this isn't good at all. She creates a little arcane ward, basically etching these wards into the air in front of her. And then you hear a cry around you as all these unseen servants are freed. Those of you that are proficient in Arcana will know that she's using a modified version of Dispel Magic that's basically warping it so that the servants have free will now. Oh, they're free now. They can do whatever they want. Oh. Be free, my little servants. There were hundreds in here that were under our domineering regime.
I'm imagining one of them, like with the sheet over his head, looks like a little child ghost. Like, you know, with just, yeah.
Edward's like, oh no, who's going to clean up after?
Oh yeah, who is going to clean up?
Oh no, I'm going to...
Well, it's getting pretty late.
You guys are so smart and wise. I've never considered the opinions of arcane constructs before. What other wise philosophy do you have?
We're free thinkers, you know.
Never go swimming immediately after lunch.
Oh. I've heard that.
Mm, yeah, that's a little tip from the trade here.
Oh, my God. I always go swimming, like, immediately. What'll happen? What has happened?
We don't know. Yeah, we've
no
never.
One knows. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Something dangerous.
Oh, when something bad has happened to you. Mm.
Yes, a lot of bad things. We're actually in the midst of a really bad thing right now. Do you think it was because I went swimming after I ate?
Most definitely.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, everybody. She looks at the other two wizards. This apparently is all my fault. Eisner, they're fucking with you. Obviously, that had nothing to do with when you went swimming after you ate.
Now, the only thing we can do really is test and account for variables. Yes. So, have you got any lunch nearby?
I've got a sandwich right here, actually.
All right, well, look, I guess if we all just have some lunch here, we can go for a swim and see.
Absolutely, I'll get lunch for everybody.
Just to rule it out, you know?
Unseen servants. Oh, no. Oh, how are we going to... How does one... Mm. Yes, I haven't really considered how we eat
Have you thought of just employing the unseen servants?
Ah, what would we pay them in?
This guy likes his sheet.
Oh, would you like more sheets? It nods up and down. Oh, okay. Very good. I'll buy some sheets or something, I guess. How many do you want? 100? 100 sheets. If you make us lunch, I'll give you 100 sheets. It nods up and down and walks into the kitchen.
Swinging over the sheet of
paper. It gets its foot stuck in the sheet.
But anyway, I'm sorry. You guys were talking about having a... You've got a big problem we might be able to solve.
A big problem we might be able to help with. We're actually... we're part of a secret club.
Yes, I was about to ask. I think we know a little bit about it. Not to, you know... spoil any secrets or anything, but is this the what I'm led to believe is the cabal of wizards? Mistress Chosen?
Oh, yes, that's it, Mistress Chosen. Yes. How the bloody hell do you know about that?
Oh, I believe we've run into, you know, a certain few members of your cabal.
And let me guess, they also blabbed about it willingly and told you their secret code names basically instantly.
Yeah, these guys won't leave us alone, no matter where we go. There they are.
But code names are so cool.
Yeah, what's the point? You know, if you can't.
I mean, we were literally in a different plane of dimension, and you know, still ran into them.
Well, I did want my pocket watch back,
and now you have it.
Yes.
So what now? Sorry.
How's it faring now? By the way,
I haven't. It's not the right time. It's still set to limbo. Hang on.
Oh yes. Yes.
Yeah, there it goes. Very good. Ah, oh, marvellous. Works like a charm.
Yes.
I like that new duck alarm you got on it.
We were asked to take care of a small problem, and I did see you a few knockout punches there, old beans, in limbo, so I figured, like, a bit of extra help can't hurt, right? Right, ladies? I guess so. What can they do besides be incredibly annoying? Oh, look at them. They're marvelous. They're all the prime versions of themselves. Mm. This one seemingly is shedding all body hair and weight and
material possessions, too, because now I don't have a pocket watch.
You can sort of see through him, too.
I'm becoming Zen.
Do you want me? I could get you a pocket watch. There must be a pocket watch store?
Does it have to be pocket watch? Can you get other things like what else? Chain watch or like a headband watch?
Like a time dog.
Time dog.
A time dog? Can we have one, please? No.
Do you have those in your shop?
I mean, we could certainly, you know, commission one, I'd imagine. All we need is a small dog and Gage turns around and starts making notes.
It's a dog with a pocket watch sticky tape.
I've created a time dog!
So, what do you need help with? Oh my God.
Oh, yes. I didn't know we'd actually ever get back there. Well, I don't know if you're aware of what's happening in the wider world right now, but seems my bit of trouble's come from a little island called Lantan.
Oh, never heard of it.
Oh. Well, apparently they've kind of got a little bit of a technological, marvelous city going on down there, and they've created automobiles that move around, yeah.
And if you press a button on them, they explode.
Really? I'm just guessing, yes.
Oh, probably. Oh, I'd imagine, maybe.
I mean, that would be a great way, because I don't know if you know this, but they're sort of antithetical to all things magical. They want to undermine the very spirit, the very nature, the very essence of magic itself, and replace.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I'm absolutely flabbergasted by the whole process.
They make these things called guns or something.
And what's that?
Oh, can I search around in my...
Give me a gun roll.
...outfit for a gun? Oh, six.
Ah, you either can't find them or you're out.
Oh, not even the gun-shaped stick that I once had.
Everything's gone.
Oh,
geez. Or it's moved around to a different part of the suit. Wait, what are you guys wearing right now?
I'm imagining I'm still in my uniform, which is a, like, rubber latexy onesie, like, full body, like, fingers and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did try to make some new ones, but...
Yeah.
Gage got little shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we tried to get Gage little shorts. I tried to get...
And they're very hard to get. They're probably pretty worn from the whole limbo ordeal, too.
And I think Teddy's wearing a big cape with a V thing, and it's, like, grey and blue, like, sky blue-shaped...
What?
Yeah.
Well, like a big collar coming out?
Yeah, like a Flash Gordon. With a cape made out of, I think it was made out of curtains or something. And trash.
How do you remember?
I must have suppressed this memory, but I accept it.
And I believe it was, I think his outfit was like winter camo. I may have had a helmet.
I'm feeling real stinky. I don't think my uniform breathes very well.
No, none of them do. But the stink, because it doesn't breathe very well, the stink can't get out.
Yeah, anytime if I undo my zip a little bit, it's like...
Yeah. A bunch of, like, spores come out. you can't find a gun amidst this uniform. There might still be some, but they've obviously moved to an area that you're not aware of.
I'm sorry, how rude of us. What are you guys wearing?
Well, this is our sort of, like, standard battle gear. Do you like it? And she does this little twirl around these long wizard robes. You can see that there's actually plated bits of armor all throughout her robes. These chunks of chainmail and shoulder pads and everything, like, built into this wizard's robe. Not any, like, big ostentatious hats or anything, but hers are this lovely bluish color. The one that's lounging on the couch with another cup of tea is wearing basically identical cut, but in a deep maronish red and no armor on it. These ones seem to be a lot more mobile and fluid, made for movement and everything. And Edward is wearing basically a monk's robe, grey, rough-spun linen.
What was Edward's school of magic?
He is...
Do we know that, or...?
So he's transmutation, and you can guess that the lady in blue, Eisner, is abjuration, which is shielding magic. And the one that I don't think you know her secret name yet, so you probably can't guess.
We asked, but she didn't tell us.
It's evocation, by the way.
That would make sense.
My secret name is the sword and shield, like Pokemon. Get it?
Oh, yes. Pokemon?
What's Pokemon?
You said it.
What?
I thought I heard... Never mind. I thought you said something called...
Drink your tea.
Like, I drank it all.
Have another one then.
Where?
The pot's the just on the coffee table there.
Okay.
I suppose they should call it a tea table.
I was going to ask.
All right. I'm glad I didn't disintegrate you for that.
Thank you.
Make a lot of good points.
You seem a bit on edge, Zidane. What... Is there any reason for...
Is it partly part of your magic? Is that what it does?
She is, like, reclined back. She actually seems pretty relaxed. She's just frustrated by you and everything you represent. Perfectly calm.
Well, I can see, yes.
If I seem irritated, maybe you should look in a mirror.
And that's not because of the laser magic.
No, that actually was quite soothing. Edward is, like, reconstituting a new wall. I really wish you wouldn't.
Can you give us another taste or something? It seems to chill you out a bit.
Yes. You know what? You're right. You see her click her fingers and a tiny mote of fire appears. Here, hold this. And she throws the mote of fire at you.
Can I catch it?
Yeah, of course you can.
Six. No, wait, plus five.
You fumble with it and you catch it. It starts to like burn and sizzle in your hand, and you can see it sort of like growing and pulsating in power.
Ooh, look at this.
You can give me an Arcana check if you want.
Oh, yes. 11.
This looks like a fireball spell.
I'll dispel that. Can I dispel it?
This will be counter spell, actually, or dispel magic. Okay. Yeah. Give me a ability check.
Yeah, I'll toss it over to Gage.
I rolled a 17.
Okay, yeah. You realize that dispelling this is actually quite difficult. It's not just a regular third-level spell. It's actually a seventh-level spell. Okay. But you manage to fumble and using your own arcane magic, like, sizzle it down into nothing. You can see her, like, wide-eyed staring at you. Yes, yes.
Well, that was a bit untoward. I mean, you could have blown us all up there.
That was kind of the point.
Hey, can you teach me that finger gun laser thing?
Yeah, sure. Here, let me show you again.
Oh, please.
Okay. It doesn't hit you. It shoots behind you. It blows out another wall.
That was very quick, though. I didn't really... How do I put my fingers like a gun?
Give me a Am I a Magic Boy roll.
My dice says no.
Yeah. You hold your fingers out and start shooting, and you're just doing regular finger guns. Only bullets come out.
Okay. Wait!
Nothing comes out.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I'm afraid it would take a long time to teach someone like you such an eloquent spell.
See, Gage, so you don't have to do your own chaos. You can get other people to do chaos for you because of you. You know?
Amazing. So I'll write that down.
I love Educator Teddy. Anyway, to get us a little bit back on track, if you don't mind, we are waiting for our friend to appear. He said he was going to be here any minute, apparently. And
another member of the
council? Oh, yes. I suppose all pretense of secrecy is out the window, isn't it?
Well, can I see a seat around?
There's a ton of couches. This is like a parlor room.
So I sit on a couch.
There's a big roaring fireplace. The tea is being filled up. Your sandwiches are brought out by an unseen servant in a sheet. You can see now that they've amalgamated some tablecloths on them as well, and they're getting larger. This unseen servant is gaining mass. And then it places the tray of sandwiches down. They look absolutely stunning, and it walks back into the kitchen.
It's worth every sheet.
I guess I just grab a fistful of sandwiches.
Yeah, very good. Oh, okay, I didn't want one, actually, that's fine.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yes, anyway, we've all been summoned, actually, and having a few rough and tumble frontliners, you two look very strong, might be good, because we're all spellcasters, so we don't really like to get into a bit of a scuffle. Speak for yourself. Well, you know, except for Zadan, she loves it, actually. Apparently our divination expert believes there's a full-scale war about to happen. We're all to mobilize up and take out this whole Lantan business. Yeah, we're heading to Waterdeep later on this afternoon. We'd absolutely love you to come with us.
Oh, Waterdeep.
Yes, they've sort of spearheaded their technological...
Have we been to Waterdeep?
If you wouldn't mind, Wizard Cabal, would you allow us to have a brief sidebar?
Oh,
just a friends among friends.
Absolutely.
Oh, we haven't done one of those for a while.
Please use the other study room.
Thank you.
I'd prefer it if you didn't just tell people that they can use my personal study for their sidebars. It's just, you know.
While he's saying that, I leave and go into the room.
See, they completely tore it up and the door closes. As you walk in, you see Vacheron is sitting in the corner, trembling there a little bit.
Having a sidebar, buddy.
No,
hello, Vacheron. How are you handling the outside world?
Not great. These spaces are too large.
Oh.
I was locked in that little chamber for so long, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to scale down my operations to about a 1x1 meter room.
Okay. Vacheron, is this your puddle there?
I don't have to answer that. I'm a free man.
Oh, come on, dude. I thought we talked about this.
I needed a drink, though.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, just we're going to have a brief word amongst ourselves. We'll be right back.
Can I just put a sheet over him?
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is lovely, actually.
Just over him.
I'm just going to
hold it up like I'm covering a corpse.
Just throw a book at me if I'm crying too loudly.
Oh, this whole time I'm throwing every book I can see just on the ground somewhere. Just casually just, book throw.
Now that we're alone, what are we going to do about this? We're kind of caught in between the Lantern and these
Yeah. There's wizards here.
I mean, like, just barely, because we've barely got to know these people. Mm. We did do a lot of work with Lantan. Mm. I feel like we mm-hmm. convinced them to go public yes. with their, like, feelings and the fact that they were a secret technological city. Mm-hmm. So it might be a bit mean to then go back and be like,
maybe keep it on the
and yeah. kill them.
Also, yeah. we murdered a few of these guys.
True. Yeah, also true. We should probably keep that one a secret.
Real yes. pickle we're filling ourselves in.
Alustra Calm. He was one of these guys, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah. yes. He's totally beheaded now.
And I remember War being pretty annoying.
Yeah, War was not that fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of punching. Yep.
A message from the Roller Boys. War is not,
it's
fun.
Not fun. It's annoying.
Don't do it.
So I'd rather not do that again.
So how do we peace out of these guys? Do we help? Do we pretend to help? Do we just not help?
Maybe we just let them know that we just tell them Lantan doesn't exist.
They might buy that.
I mean,
why don't we tell them we already fucked up Lantan? We've been there 3 weeks ago.
We've been there. It sucks. Don't go there. We killed it.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, what if they don't believe us? What if they clue on to what we know about them.
Very likely.
And then they might kill us as well. That's pretty powerful.
I mean, this is kind of the next level, but what if we tell them we're not lying, even though we are lying?
Wow. Are there any windows in this area of the library that we're in?
Tons of windows.
We could just leave.
It's true. We could just bail. Go back to Lantan somehow?
I've fallen out of a few windows. I didn't like it, but I survived.
Could we warn Lantan? I mean, I'm sure they know that this is on its way or this is happening.
I mean,
is that where we're at? Are we Team Lantan?
Maybe it's on the ocean. Lantan's on the ocean, so maybe they can just move it. If they just push it.
I mean, it is a large island, Teddy.
In the ocean. And they just push it like a boat.
Can I poke my head out the door and see what they're doing in the other room?
Absolutely,
to try and catch them in their moment of secrecy,
like sneaking.
Yeah.
If you want to, roll a stealth roll. If not, if you want to, do.
Ooh, I rolled an 11.
11 plus 6, 17. You crack the door, open it up, and you see that Edward has a very shocked look on his face. Really? How does she even know that they're dying? What, can gods even die? What are you talking about? And Eisner, the bubbly one, is like, yes. Apparently, one of the gods is up there just murdering fucking everybody. It's crazy, yeah. Gods are dying left, right, and center. It's wild up there. If we don't keep everybody on the magic train, Mystra could become too weak and get killed herself. It's a wild time up there. I mean, if we play our cards right.
Close the door again.
Okay.
Guys, while we're here, I feel like before they get ready to kill us, we could at least do some reconnaissance, find out who these guys are, what they want.
That's true. Yes. Should we report it back to Lantan? I mean,
there's got to be a way of doing that. You've got a telephone to your
as
girlfriend.
As you think about it, you hear your phone starts.
It's good. Sorry.
Da-da-da-da. Oh, Gage.
I'm buzzing up here. Hello.
Gage?
Oh, yes.
It's Zan Tuffler.
Zan, hello.
I was getting a disconnected line from you.
Yes.
It said you were in limbo?
Yes, we actually were. What a crazy story. I've got a lot to fill you in on. Just cutting to some really important information here. Mm-hmm. We are actually, right in the middle of a council meeting with Mistress Chosen, the Wizard Cabal. Yes. They're sort of discussing.
Seem pretty nice.
Some of them do.
I like the Zan one. Zan.
Zidane.
Teddy says hi.
Oh, hi, Teddy. Hello.
Hi.
I'm
a master now.
Oh, that's
Gage is my apprentice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that that's looking, another funny story.
I'm looking for. Do you want to call me master or like senpai or something?
Oh yeah, senpai. Yes, if I could. I mean, is that okay?
I just look over at his old master in the corner.
Shut up! You're not the master anymore! Anyway, Zan, they're sort of discussing plans to attack Lantan.
Oh,
yes, it's sort of...
So if you could move it,
Yes, Teddy.
Just get it out of the way.
What? Oh.
We don't know exactly what to do or where to go from here, but yes, we're sort of right in the thick of it, really. I believe.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Yes.
Oh no!
How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely marvelous. I'm actually on the mainland now. I'm in Waterdeep.
Oh, how is it there?
It's wonderful. We've made leaps and bounds. Yeah, we've completely industrialized the entire city in a matter of days. Actually,
oh wow, okay.
It's astronomical what we've done here.
So I guess it's all out in the open then.
Yes, everyone's loving it. Everyone loves technology. We've been welcomed with open arms, and
hold the earpiece and say to the other guys, I don't think we can pretend that Atlantan doesn't exist. It's all out. They're all open.
Gage? Gage?
Oh, yes. Hello. Still here.
How are you? What's...
Oh, yes. Good. Yes. Rescued by Master.
Congratulations.
I'm Gage Prime now. So.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes. Got a few more tricks up my sleeve. I'm a student of chaos now.
What's...
doing pretty well, actually.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
While this is happening, can I look for some paperbacks to clean up Vacheron's mess?
Yep, give me a paperback roll.
Ooh, I got a 4.
It's only first editions.
No, that's fine with me.
Perfect. You start making a little mop pile around him, just soaked up. Yeah, this guy has drunk a lot of liquid somehow. You don't know how.
Yeah, if he's just drinking his own. Okay.
Yeah, more is coming out than's going in. Yeah, this is some arcane bullshit.
Magic.
Good argument against magic, if you ask me.
That's Agent of Chaos. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Just sort of trying to let go. Anyway, we might be back on the mainland shortly. We're thinking of returning at some point, but yes, we just thought I'd give you a heads up with the whole evil meeting of doom.
Well, I've actually got a business reason as well to call you.
Yes?
It turns out that cabal of wizards there. We believe that they might be murdering gods.
Oh,
it seems that our religious leader, the Grand Smith. Do you remember Salty Cola?
Yes, Salty. How could one forget his name?
It seems that his connection to Gond is tethering, and there's something bad is happening up in the celestial planes up above, and we're just a little bit worried that they might be trying to sever connections or something. But
have you ever thought of going up there and looking around?
It's actually very serendipitous that you should mention that. The Grand Smith Salty Colon has constructed a marvelous machine. He calls it a ship of space that can transport us from the Lantan itself up into the heavens.
Oh, amazing.
Cool. Can we ever go on that?
I'd love you to.
It doesn't have a self-destruct button.
Of course it has a self-destruct button. Don't be so okay. You're so funny. But yes, we figured that since they're mobilizing against us, that an all-out war is probably pretty imminent, and we were hoping we could enlist the naughty boys once again in their services.
Yes,
am I on speaker gauge? You should really.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes,
we were sort of thinking we don't sort of enjoy war much.
It's not fun.
Okay,
and it's annoying. And
we're naughty, but we're not bad.
Oh, okay.
Also, I'm here too. Hi, Zane.
Hi.
Yeah, that's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Sorry, I nearly called you Teddy. Sorry.
I get it.
Well, yes, we were talking. We had a council meeting, and we decided that if all the gods are dying, then we should probably keep, going with the whole technology, because without the gods, there's no kind of magic left over, and without us, society will crumble.
I like both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine
but
too.
But I don't like war.
No. No one likes war.
Are you sure? I don't know. Because there seems to be quite a few of them.
Well, yes, that's because conflict is happening, and we need to unify everybody together under one banner. But I'm actually in Waterdeep right now. Maybe I could get a ship to pick you up and drop you off.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I mean, if you could, but yes. What should we tell this council here?
What should we tell them not to go to war as well?
Yes, I mean, in so many words, but how would one say, hey, stop the war?
Oh, because we do don't they know how annoying it is? Like, they know how just sort of boring and... Not boring, it's pretty exciting, actually, but, like, do they know that it's just... Lots of people get killed and stuff. Do they know that? I don't know,
Teddy. I mean, we can ask, I guess.
Yeah, we should ask them.
We're currently constructing a mechanical armed forces that should mean that...
You probably shouldn't do that. That probably sounds like a war thing.
No, but it's just to make sure that no lives are lost. Just mechanical machines. We're calling
who are they going to fight?
They're going to fight anyone that would try to stop...
Who's
going
to probably kill them, probably?
We'll try a peaceful resolution, but we must be ready.
Have you tried strapping pillows to them?
To the armed forces.
Yeah, so you don't kill anyone.
I guess we could try it. I'll talk to the R&D team about it.
Zan, just a heads up, just for some reconnaissance, I know that these guys have hundreds of invisible servants.
Yes, that's true.
So...
I think they're unionized now or something.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You might want to add, like, some heat vision or something into your guys, otherwise that's going to be very difficult.
Oh, absolutely. Unified and under a slave regime like those wizards like to do, then... It would be horrible if they were.
They certainly are painted in a insidious light. Yes. After we worked out they were slave drivers, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can't believe they would just enlist soulless creatures like that to do the dirty work for them.
Yeah. So, how much do you pay the robots?
What? We don't pay like the robots. Like
how much does name get paid or whatever?
They're mechanical constructs. They don't.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
They're mechanical constructs. They can't fathom.
They just do whatever you tell them to do for free.
Yes.
Do they have like a choice in the matter? Or?
Well, no, they're programmed. They're programming.
They don't have a choice. What about.
I mouth the word slaves to Teddy and Joe.
Do we know that about Name and.
I did not know.
Sasbot.
You guys weren't paying them? Unlike to Teddy and Gage?
Were we meant to pay them?
Shit.
They're under our watch.
I haven't even been tipping them or anything.
Yeah. Oh. They loved it, though. They didn't they?
Oh, oh. Maybe. Well, this is a real moral quandary.
Oh, this is real bad shit. I'm deeply uncomfortable.
Hey, shut up, Vacheron.
Oh. Throw another book in here. Well, Zan,
I should
sure
be going.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, yes, please do come. We're in the city center of Waterdeep. Come and visit us there, and I'll get you express passes into the new factory, and I'll show you around to everything we've got going on. It'll be marvelous.
Perfect, yes. Yeah. Be nice to see your face again, too.
And you too, Gage.
Try not to war before we get there.
Okay, yes. Bye, Gage.
Bye.
And say goodbye to me.
Beep. Beep.
What, Joe?
Beep.
The fuck? Can I rage or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, do a rage.
Fine.
Okay, so where did we land on this? It sounds like we're pro-Lantan, but anti-war.
I don't know.
We're going to try and, like, nip this in the bud before anybody else gets killed.
Well, I was pro until there's no good. I kind of want to join the wizards now. Because she didn't say goodbye.
I'm sure
we're going to go meet her in a bit.
Yeah. Did the other guys say goodbye when we left the room?
You know, I don't know that they did. They let us go, but like we haven't really finished though.
Oh,
I mean, like
we just actually, I'm getting a call. Oh yes, hi Zan. Oh yes, yes. Oh thank you. Yes, I'll tell him now. Thank you, Zan.
Who is that?
Oh, that was Zan. She's just said to say goodbye to you, Teddy. Specifically.
Motherfucker.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting another one.
Fucking audacity of that bitch.
Sorry, okay.
I don't know, it's a little too late, really. You know.
I don't actually mind. I'm fine.
I might just get under this sheet with...
No, Teddy, no.
There's a room for you. Come on in. There you go.
Musty.
I might just pop out and let the others know that are we done with the sidebar here?
I think we're ready to wrap that up. Mm. And we can go back in. So, guess our current objectives are don't get killed by the wizards, mm-hmm. try and talk the wizards out of a war, mm-hmm. Go to Waterdeep.
Go to a spaceship.
Without looking
ship
like
of space.
Go to double war agents. To deep.
Nice, nice.
Nice, 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 so nice.
No war, but we're going to war to deep.
Mm.
I get it. I think I get it.
You're anti-war.
Pro-war to deep.
Yeah.
That's not confusing.
No.
Thank you, wizards of prestige. Thank you for allowing this. We're done with the sidebar. Thank you very much for your patience.
Not a problem. I relished in the time you weren't here.
This lady loves waiting.
She sure does.
Has your friend turned up yet?
No.
I'm shocked.
He hasn't. As you say that, the door kicks open.
Oh, you scared him now.
And you see there's a guy wearing like a pinstriped suit that's got big shoulder pads on it. He's got slick backed like 90s businessman hair. And he comes in and goes, hey, what it is? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, Frank Morgan, lovely to see you. Hey, how you doing? Like, hey,
Frank Morgan.
Frank Morgan, hey, lovely to see you. How you going? What's going on, fellas? Hey, this is the Mean and Secret Cabal of Wizards. Hey, how we doing? Hey, oh, Edward, how you doing, friend? What's going on? I haven't seen you in a donkey's years. How you doing? Ah, ladies, it's lovely as always. What a pleasure. Oh, mwah, mwah, mwah. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, what we doing here? What we got going on? Oh, sandwiches. Look, one left for old Frankie. I love it.
Hi.
Hey, what's your beef, old friend? What we got going on here? What a marvelous little wiggle you're going on. Anyway, what do we got? Little fella. Hello, hey, nice to meet you, child. Nice, hey, I got a lollipop here. Hey, he holds out
not a child, but...
Holds out a lollipop to you.
Thank you.
Nope, it's an illusion. It evaporates. Got him with the old... Hey, the old magic lollipop. Hey, you like that one? Here, don't worry. I got a real one for you right here. Fool me one, Shaman.
I'll reach out.
Got him again. Love this kid. Hey, look at you. He pinches your cheek a little bit. Hey, you stay frosty out there, little fella. I got an internship with your name waiting on it. All right. Hey, big fella, how you doing? You need representation? I'm your man, Frank Morgan. Lovely to see you. Hold out a business card.
Nice to meet you. I shake his hand really tight.
Hey, illusion hand. Hey, got him again.
Holding a rubber hand.
Hey, real hands back here. What do you know?
Hey, this guy's all right.
Got them all. Oh, that's 3 for 3 right there. All right, what are we doing? We're sitting having a cup of tea. I love it.
So you're part of the top secret wizards cabal.
Damn right I am. They call me the trick.
No kidding. Hey, so you're just cheap illusions.
What? Hey,
not in a bad way, but I just mean like, you know.
Hey, fella, like cheap. Hey, I ain't nothing cheap about me. This suit costs 400 gold pieces.
Of course. Hey. You got a bunch of flowers anywhere nearby?
Let me just check if I got a bunch of flowers.
That's my favorite.
All right.
Wow, this is real magic. Yeah, right,
you know what? These flowers, though, hey, kid, they're real. You want to touch them?
You other wizards can learn a thing or two.
It is a real flower. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. That's a real flower.
Yeah, yeah. Just kidding. Guess what? It was actually bees. Oh! The flower turns into bees.
Oh, God.
I got him with the old bee as a flower.
Oh, you're a trick.
Hey, got him.
That's for sure.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. What are we doing? What are we making up? What are we doing? Hey, yeah.
We're talking about just not doing war and stuff.
Hey, you're right. I love it. That's a good old meeting. Meeting concluded. Let's get out of here. Who's up for a sweet drink?
All right. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Guys. Not
well done, Teddy.
Very fast. We have a serious problem we need to deal with.
He's
terribly,
in the other room.
Terribly sorry.
Smelly.
We do actually kind of need to go to Waterdeep pretty ASAP and find out what's going on there and sort of nip this whole technology taking over the world thing in the bud.
Let's go nip some buds.
All right, very good.
What's Terra's pretty cool.
Oh, the airship is it's marvelous and wonderful, and it's absolutely ready to go right now if we'd like. It's obviously a magical airship. We won't be taking one of those newfangled flying machine death traps. Absolute death traps.
Have you tried it?
Hmm?
Have you tried the new ones?
No, absolutely not. Wouldn't put my worst enemy in one. But fall out of the sky, left, right, and
center. Gage, please.
Sorry, how would you know if it was, you know, functional if you haven't given it a shot?
Had a go in one.
Yes. I've seen plenty of them plummet out of the sky.
Just between us three, I mean, like, have we ever been in a mechanical airship that didn't explode in, like, a fiery wreck?
That's a good
point. Just thinking back, I don't remember ever, like, peacefully landing one. I remember falling out of a lot of them. I remember, like, a lot of them crashing. I remember a lot
there
of...
There wasn't a lot of outside sources that sort of enabled the destruction of it, but...
Hey, wizards.
Yeah?
How committed are you to going to war? Like, when was the last time you talked to them? Like, mediated. That's really what we're about. We could, you know, maybe meet the leaders and...
I would absolutely adore that. We've got an incredibly powerful diviner named Samad, and she basically has been keeping us abreast of everything happening in the world right now. She's basically got this giant eye. She lives in a huge wizard tower up in the sky and sort of watches everything and keeps us all abreast of the information happening around the world. And she said we should all meet up in Candlekeep here, and then we'll go over to Waterdeep and...
To mediate, right?
Well, basically... But we're going there and we're going to see what's up is the first thing we're going to do. Obviously, we're going to view before we blow anything up, aren't we, Zidane? Fine. But then also sort of protect Mistress Will. We found that a lot of our followers are tending to not stay with Mistra, and the more followers she loses, the less power she has, which means the less magic we have. There's been a bit of an update. Apparently, everybody didn't know this. It seems that gods are dying left, right, and center. Something is up there killing them all, and we believe that this technological wave is a bit of a striking while the anvil is hot, to use their terminology.
Killing gods?
Yes.
How
well
does that work?
I absolutely have no idea, but this is our theory. Mm. Again, because we haven't communicated with any of them directly.
I met a god once.
What?
Yes, he did.
What? You met a god?
Yeah, had a ride all chat.
Oh my god, what happened?
I've got a hazy memory of it, to be honest.
Okay, I think he had a motorbike.
What? Oh, okay. What?
I met Timora, the god of luck and good looks.
Oh.
And she said she'd been waiting a while to talk to me. She definitely didn't mention any god-killing whatevers. She gave me this lucky... Well, she didn't give me it. She just imbued my spear with extra luck. Here is the stick.
Oh, it looks very lucky.
Thank you. Yeah, so I mean, like, as the only person I'm assuming here that's ever actually communicated with a god, I really think we should just give it a shot at, like, you know, just to seeing if there is not a peaceful resolution.
Hey, now, I make all my lovers see God, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hey! That one didn't land. All right. I'll try again next time.
Do you kill your lovers?
What? No. I mean, like, hey, bunch of flowers.
Hey. All right. I'm back on the scene.
Frankie's going to take a beat. Hey, Frankie's out of here.
But she definitely did not mention, oh, there's somebody murdering gods and we should go kill everybody back on, like, the plane that I'm from.
Yeah, so if we kill more people down here, that helps the gods?
I don't know that it has any effect whatsoever. Well,
that's what these guys want to do.
I think we can check if Timora's all right right now. Why don't you just take a shot with
your
spear?
Yeah, take a
spear.
Okay.
And see if the magic is still there.
Okay, should we get on the spear, everyone? What if we ride it up to heaven?
I mean...
Someone throw it.
Yeah,
one of you guys throw this. Everyone get... Okay, Joe Gage, get on it.
Here I go.
All right, someone
this is
throw
by
this.
Far... The strangest thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you talked to any gods?
No.
That's what I thought. Everybody on the spear.
Yeah. I just saw a wall grow back, so, I mean, this seems...
Let's go. We're going to space. Come on. Get on.
Oh, hey. Hello. You're
What's
on here, too.
What's going on? Yeah. We're going to space now.
The shield, you're on here, too.
Hey, okay. Frankie's not going to space. Frankie probably owes somebody money up there.
We're quickly running out of room on the spear, if anyone...
While I'm on the spear, can I, like, close my eyes and try to... Not commune with, but like go in my head to my special god place.
Absolutely. Give me a religion check.
Are we all like, I'm imagining us all sitting on this spear like a wooden horse?
Yeah, exactly. Bam, 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 bam.
I rolled a natural 20.
Natural 20.
Wee!
All right. So as you stand, you're clutching this spear tight, and you sort of close your eyes. And in the same way that a sending stone works, you hear like a dial tone in your head as you close your eyes, holding onto this spear between your legs. There's a so just for the record, I was like, motherfucker's not going to roll a natty. Whatever. I don't even care. You just let him roll and then say nothing happens. Yeah, it'll be fine. You hear a dial tone, a ringing sound in your head. And then in a panic, you hear someone like, ah, yeah, hey, what's up? Is this my chosen?
Hey, it's Joe. It's Jay Thunder.
Oh, fuck me. Thank God.
Oh, good. I'm so sorry. I haven't been, you know, thinking or praying about you lately.
No, it's fine. And every decision you make is like a little tiny prayer to me. Hang on. Just 1 second.
Yep, it's cool. I got time.
There's a moment of silence. All right. I think we're cool. All right. It's cool. Hey, what's up, man?
Look, shit's sort of like hitting the fan down here.
Down there?
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Oh, is stuff up there also
Absolutely.
Going?
Absolutely. There's some maniac on the loose killing us all.
Oh, no. I really was hoping you wouldn't say that. Just got finished doing this whole speech about how that's, like, not happening.
Oh, man. I'll be real. It's been quite recent. I'm sorry I haven't, like, popped down.
No. It's fine. Every decision you make is like a fucking tidal wave of influence on my life.
Yeah.
So, look, look, in the very, very shortest time possible, there's a bunch of technology guys and there's a bunch of magic guys and they're about to fight each other with a massive war, probably going to cause a lot of life. I would like to avoid that however possible. But the magic guys are saying there's someone up there killing gods, so now they have to kill the technology people to stop that happening.
Oh, yeah. I think that sounds like they're trying to keep all of the people following magic so that Mystra can stay strong. Because that's kind of our problem up here is because we're all sharing the power. None of us is seemingly immune to whatever's happening. So we're all kind of vying for that last little dreg to see if we can stop dying.
Is there like a god of technology?
Yeah, there is. His name's Gond.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, he's... I haven't seen him in ages, actually. There was a kind of trial was the last time I saw him.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's weird.
So do you have any skin in the game either way, just beyond keeping some magic for yourself?
Hey, I just want to live. I don't really care about ultimate power like some of these other gods are after. As long as I can, like, scoot by unscathed, I'm going to be extremely happy. Look, I'm kind of low-key. Like, I'm pretty low on the pecking order, so if they're after the big guys, which they sounds like they are, I might be able to get out of here if I just keep a low profile.
True. Jeez, it's sounding like one of these gods are going to have to die.
Hey.
Because, I mean, otherwise, like, it's just going to keep, you know, fighting over the remaining god powers that are left.
I know I say everything's 50-50, but maybe there's a third option. You're pretty crafty. You go wily down there.
Oh, okay. Is there anything we can do on our side of the ephemeral plane to make the two gods be friendly? Like, if they're friendly, will that filter down, trickle down to us here in, like, the living world?
I mean, maybe if we all kind of teamed up and worked together to figure out who's killing us, maybe. That could be pretty cool. But if one of them gains power over the other, we're, you know, that's going to be pretty fucky up here.
That's cool. Hey, do you want to meet my friends? I don't know. This is my friend Gage. I don't know how, if I could, can I, like, close my eyes extra tight and try to, like, will him into this?
You give me a religion roll.
Come on. I rolled a natural one.
One of those baby Gage Modrons appears.
Oh, shit. I'm
the
so
fuck
sorry.
Is that thing?
This might be tremendously detrimental to your whole plane of existence. I don't know if you have a way to get rid of them, but I would do it quicker.
I hate it. Look at his disgusting face.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's kind of cute, but in like a what's wrong with your baby kind of way.
This is, I have nothing to do with this.
I'm just going to completely destroy it. Is that fine?
Thank you.
She clicks her fingers and it just Thanos snaps away.
Oof. All right. Okay. So I won't try that again. That's on me.
Even when I close my eyes, I still see it.
Okay. So try to get everyone to work together. Try to figure out who's killing the gods.
I mean, another option would be pick a side, put all your eggs in one basket, and maybe that'll work out. If we can prop one of them up to esteemed ultimate god status, they might be able to rule everything and survive, and maybe I could get out of here. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What
power.
If we backed the wrong one? I mean, like, yeah, it sounds like eternal damnation.
I've got to be real. I don't know if there is a wrong one at this stage. It's the lesser of two gods right now.
Okay. Hey, while I got you here.
Yeah, what's up?
I know, like, I closed my eyes and concentrated really hard.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Does the sitting on the spear has anything to do
absolutely,
with the
effect? Absolutely
right,
not.
I didn't think so. No, I felt a little silly.
Look,
but
I liked it because it's thematically it's there, but you absolutely don't need to.
Okay,
because
I got like seven people sitting on the spear at the moment.
That's just weird. Okay. That's just that. If that's a you thing, it's fine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, look, if if I don't answer anything, it probably means I've been killed. That's okay. So,
while I'm here, are you able to imbue me with any extra special powers?
Yeah, that's probably going to be helpful. What
invulnerability.
Let me see.
Invincibility.
No, I don't have that. What else do you want?
Speak any language.
Speak any language. No, I'm fresh out. I gave that to my other chairs.
Okay. An extra finger.
Oh, I do have extra finger.
On my hand. And not my first rodeo.
I'm spinning some wheels here. It says extra finger, and then the next wheel says surprise. Is that?
Look, I might pass for now.
Okay.
I mean, as fun as that would sound.
All right. What about really thick hair?
No. Well, cool. I got a whole thing going at the moment.
I can get you a 1% interest rate on a home loan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not really at home very often.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for trying anyway. I just thought I'd ask.
Look, in the coming wars, if one of my other chosen dies, I'll swing you some extra power. How about that, huh?
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you also able to waive the waiting period for that?
For the home loan?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, also, actually,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Well, look, we'll put a pause on it for now. We'll just stick a pin in it. But okay. I will be very interested in that, I'm sure.
Okay. Just say out loud, I need a 1% home loan, Timora. And that should be enough of a command word that I can just do that if you come into any real estate opportunities.
Sweet. Yep. Sweet. Cool. I look forward to immediately forgetting that and then remembering it 20 sessions later.
Absolutely not a problem. Excellent. All right, cool. It's been wonderful. Hey, thank you. Good work.
I will. Hey, you too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's hell in here right now.
I thought everybody could do this. I didn't realize it was such a special deal I feel very honored.
Oh, no, it's literally because, you know, we're ramping up all the escalation. You rolled an at 20. Like, I got to reward that one, you know.
Thank you. Anyway. Well, it was either going to happen or not going to happen.
Exactly. You know. Roll a 20 or you roll a 1. That's the only way we play.
I
got to go keep fighting for my life.
That's okay. I'm sitting on a stick right now, so
I'll get back to that.
All right. Hey, if you find out who's killing everybody, let me know, because otherwise we're just going to try on our end to figure it out.
Absolutely, we'll do it. No, sweet, yep, I'll sweet. Send it.
Have you got any main suspect?
I got to be real. I reckon it's one of these big major factions. With what you've just told me there, sounds like someone's making a play for power, trying to cut out the competition. And I mean, both Mistra and Gond are pretty powerful. They could summon up something that might be able to kill a god. We're not meant to be killable, by the way. We should be totally intact most of the time.
Right.
Kill the god of diseases, eventually diseases stop plaguing the land, you know. Ugh.
So I get it. It's either the Jedi or the Sith doing it. That's really super helpful. Not. But
What? Huh?
Hmm?
What?
No.
Did you want?
You're breaking up.
I'm giving you an extra finger.
I hold like my eyes open.
Yeah. You cut off the
communication. I'm waking up now.
You cut the call as she fades away into the distance of the celestial plane.
I immediately look at my hands.
You don't see any extra fingers on your hand, but you do feel like a wiggle. Just on your lower back.
Tickles. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. Only works if we all do it.
Yeah,
all
right.
Guys, it had worked for me. Did you all see your various gods, or was that just me?
No. I mean, we heard you mumbling for a little bit.
Well, I was communicating with one of the gods.
Oh.
That was my good old buddy Timora again.
Oh.
Guys, this really happened. This was not just all in my head. Mm-hmm. And she said that, I saw you do that. I'm not crazy.
What?
This really happened. She says that there is someone killing the gods or attempting to kill gods.
Mm.
There is a major fight between the two major gods at the moment. One magic, one Gond, who is the technological god.
Yeah, it's good old Gond.
She says that, look, the only way that we're going to stop it is if either one wins in a huge, bloody, awful battle, or we can all work together to figure out who is trying to kill gods and stop them, and then all live happily ever after. I don't know what you guys
but I agree. Good.
Yes, I'm all for the peaceful ending.
Mm-hmm. Oh, peace sounds wonderful, actually. Maybe we could, you know what, you've inspired me. Maybe we could get along with these technological people. Maybe we could, like, get, what are they called? Robots? Robots, and put magic into them.
Oh, yes. Yes, a bit of a hybrid.
Yes. Bingo.
They might be open to that.
Yes.
But that's it. It sounds like there's some bad faith player, no pun intended, they're trying to murder gods. And if we can figure out who that is and piss them off, happy endings all around.
Oh, this is actually, I've been doing some research on getting into the heavenly plane, as it's called, into the celestial plane. Maybe I could create some kind of
ship that could fly in there, protected by arcane barriers. Yes, I could probably transmute the right ingredients together to create a sort of space of ships.
All right, Ooh. Well, let's all get off the spear now.
Okay, yeah. Oh. Yes. Yeah. If you could lower it a bit. To your height, yeah. Beginning to be.
I'm just imagining we're standing there with holding it, and the gate is just propped in between us, feet off the ground,
a little feet dangling. Yes.
They're doing little kickies,
getting tickled by Joe's back finger.
No, back finger. Oh, no.
We have some robot friends that you could try out some of that magic.
Oh, you've got robot friends.
Yeah, where are they?
Why do you have robot friends?
Yeah, they're right here somewhere.
We were in the plane of limbo. Everything there.
Yes, it's right. The Modrons and everything. Those weren't friends, I'll have you know.
Don't think they were Modrons.
No, these ones are constructed.
Name!
What did we do with those heads of the robots?
They were back on the ship, right?
Yeah.
We went into limbo off the ship.
So...
Who knows where the ship is?
Where the ship is. Actually, no, I do know exactly where the ship is.
Okay. Well...
Well, we've met robots in our past, and it is possible for them
to be... Yeah, they're our buddies.
Yeah. And Gage here was using magic in front of them the whole time, and they were very cool with it.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, yeah, it sounds like everything's going to go swimmingly. Yeah,
well, I mean, yes, first step, go have a chat with them, see what we can, work together and try to work out what's the big deal in the sky.
Yes.
Up yonder.
I don't see why we have to fight.
How are you going to get to Waterdeep, and can we come along too?
Oh, I forgot. The airship's ready. It's ready to depart whenever you want. Yes, I figured I owed you that at least for defending me. Well, we popped out of limbo, all that kerfuffle in there.
Then I only have one question left for Frank. Frank?
Hey, Frankie boy, coming at you. What's going on? Hey,
do you know any air shanties? Like a sea shanty, but for airships. To pass the time. Oh, how about just some tricks? Have you got some tricks to help us?
Hey, Frankie's got some tricks up his sleeve. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry at all. Hey, I'm sort of like a 1990s business guy. I'm not really a sea shanty singing type of guy, you know?
I get that.
Hey, where's the rest of the crew? Where they at, huh?
You don't look like you're in your 90s. You look quite young.
Hey, it's more of a joke.
Oh.
You know, Jay, me and you, Anthony, hey.
What? Excuse me?
Where am I?
Teddy's brain starts to dissolve.
Hey, kid, hey, back in the room. Hey, what's going on? I just said I'm sort of like a business guy, hey.
Well, I was in this weird room and there's like three fucking nerds.
Oh, Teddy, did you see your god too?
They had these things on their ears and they were looking at me expectantly. It's fucking weird, man.
Hey, it's fine to have a got a trip in the middle of a conversation. That's fine. Hey,
allow
Maybe
me.
Maybe they're
Teddy.
My gods.
I'll sort of reach up and try to give Teddy's brain a little bit of a zap.
Yep.
We have to give him a helmet to stop it just straight up falling out. That thing's really just holding it all together at the moment.
There's no way to fix it.
I can see clean through his skull.
Yeah, and what about this one?
Oh my god, there's more of them.
I sort of reveal my stomach wound.
This. Creature should not be alive.
You should have a look in there. You can look in there. Don't, whatever you find in there, it's mine. So,
hey, that's a great question. You guys are all like the tippity top of all the magical beings, right? You're all sorcerers, wizards.
Absolutely. We are the absolute pinnacle of our magical school.
Yeah.
There is not a single. Okay.
Could any of you help heal our friend here?
Oh, yes. Well overdue.
I mean, if you want, you can keep the whole aesthetic look. But I just mean, like, health-wise. Like, stop it. See his organs poking out here?
Hey, any Frankie's got you covered. Let me clear that right up for you. Coming at you. All right, you ready? He's going to tickle a little bit. There we go. Bada bing, bada boom, bow. Hey, what do you know? Goodness, you. And you see all of the holes and everything sort of regrow flesh. The head wound just closes over. Hey, bunch of flowers! Hey! Flowers pop out of your skull and your side. Hey! Still got it, baby! What's going on?
Like a really mean joke.
Hey! We should show you to Clavius. He would love you.
Clavius?
Clavius is our necromantic expert.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think he'd be...
about necromancy.
He'd be very interested in how you're still alive.
So he's the guy who we should talk to, I assume?
Yes, he's a little bit preoccupied right now down in Chult. He won't be meeting us in Waterdeep.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, could do a bit of romance in my life.
I think you've missed... Never mind. You have a hole in your skull. Anyway, should we go to Waterdeep?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Let's go. Let's go. A little road trip. Oh.
You need to lead the way. I mean,
I open a window.
Zidane points her finger at another wall, blows the wall out. Whoa. And it reveals that an airship slowly descends down and a gangplank is pushed over by some unseen servants. Oh, more people to free. Wonderful. She clicks her fingers again and this dispel magic frees the unseen servants. All of them look around at each other and just move somewhere that you can't see. You didn't see anything. Nothing happened.
Hey, the sword. I know we had a shaky start, but I just got to say that was pretty dope. Mm. That whole
you're my favorite.
Airship entrance.
Yes.
You're my favorite.
So, really well done. Do not like doors.
Yeah, it's cool.
Slow me down.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway, let's go. Sandwich for the road, though.
And walks onto the ship. Edward Rockbell is there going, well, jolly good chaps, seems my study is completely destroyed now and I don't have any unseen servants to clean it up, so fuck me, I guess. Let's just...
Cool. Well, yeah. We'll see you later.
Yeah, that's, yes. Oh, by the way, that's my airship, so I'm coming on it, and also please don't just, you know, piss everywhere or something, whatever you do. Okay.
That's not us.
Yes, you should stay here, Vacheron. Yeah, we'll... Should we bring him along?
No? No, maybe not. You're welcome to pick him up. I feel so sorry for him. Well, he looks so pathetic.
I'll put him in a cupboard or something.
Please.
Under the sink in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's an under the sink in the kitchen.
All right, I'll just close it up.
Oh, look at all this water. Oh, it's marvelous.
You hear like a pipe unscrewing and he just starts drinking it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, he's good. Let's go.
Oh, more crying fuel. No, very good.
I board the ship.
All of you boarding on top?
Yeah.
Yep. You all get on there. And this is a beautiful, sleek, like a sloop of a ship. It's very long and narrow. It's got no balloon or engines outside. It's basically just the deck of a ship. And it's got this bluish purple aura beneath it. And it's got that Star Trek. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're up. You're very high up in the sky. But there seems to be a shield over this entire thing that's keeping buffeting winds from hitting it. And you basically got control wind, like a control element spell around you. Very much like a bubble. And this thing just, whoa, 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 whoa. It's hovering there. You can pass through this little shield yourselves. Like you can walk into it very easily. But it's quite comfortable on the deck of this ship. It does have a lower deck and everything, a couple of cabins beneath it. It is very gaudy and ostentatious, like gold filigree, paintings of landscapes and horses, the type of stuff that rich people would have. Welcome aboard. Make yourselves at home. Flip over fucking bookshelves, whatever it is you want to do, or whatever.
Don't mind if we do.
I guess I'll make the tea because you keep freeing all of my arcane servants. I don't know. I guess that's my job now, is it? If you wouldn't mind, I'd love a cup of tea.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Tea.
Three teas.
I've got three, four teas.
I could drink some more people's tea.
I'll have a tea as well.
It's always fun to learn new skills, isn't it? Drinking tea.
Yeah, it's fucking marvelous. Maybe you learn to not flip over a fucking bookshelf.
What's that?
Anyway, what? Jolly good. Let's get on the road then. He claps his hands twice and the ship hovering over the coastline and it starts moving quite quickly.
Can I see our airship anywhere in the distance or anything?
Give me a perception roll.
So four, probably minus a few things. So yeah, it'd be four minus three.
Yep, cool. Teddy, you see your airship.
It's
floating probably about 20 meters from you.
Look, you guys.
Hey! I look over. Hey!
There's a big fluffy cloud.
Oh, it's
No.
I think that's a cloud, Teddy. I mean, if I squint, it kind of looks like the airship, but...
Wait.
Name's waving back at you, Teddy.
I see him. Is that Joe?
Part of Teddy's brain is just leaking out the front.
I think I see... Is that me? I think that's...
Teddy!
Teddy's doing big jumps at you, waving back.
Come over here!
Teddy jumps off the airship and starts...
No!
Do you see him hit the rocky cliff face? Fall into the ocean beneath. A shark jumps up and grabs the corpse out.
Hey, Teddy, your tea's ready.
Is he okay? What happened? Oh, he's just drinking it straight through his brain hole. Oh,
yes,
That's not good. That's just leaking out.
You right, Teddy? You seem to be a bit sad by something you saw in the clouds there.
I saw us on the ship, and then I saw us fall off, and then died.
Sounds like an ominous vision.
You guys didn't see that?
I look over to the cloud. Do I? No?
Just in regular old cloud. Fluffy, white.
Mm. How's my tea taste?
Absolutely terrible.
Ugh.
Sorry, I didn't really know what to put where, so I just threw the leaves into some water.
Oh,
and it didn't get hot by itself, so I just tried a couple of cantrips on it and, well, needless to say, some of them burnt.
Can I just throw it over my shoulder? Hold on to the cup, but over the side of the ship.
It splashes against the arcane bubble around the ship and sort of fizzles into nothing.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Oh, yes. Only the best.
Is there something around me that I can throw in off the side?
Yeah, give me a thing roll.
11.
There are 11 small doves perched on the railing of the ship.
Oh, no. I pick one up and I release the dove.
Whoa. Oh, yes, you need something pretty powerful to punch through these shields. Eisner herself
I roll
put them
up a bunch of doves into a big ball and throw it at the sun.
They all start electrocuting, but about three of them get out.
Nice.
That's doves.
What do they say?
Oh, shit, those are chickens. Yeah. Did you just release my chickens? We were going to eat those eggs.
Am I magical?
They put one of Frank's magic tricks later on.
Hey! Hey! You guys are hurtling across the coast. moving at a... it's probably around, like roughly around the same speed as your airship going full speed. But you're in this sort of like space-age slicked ship shooting across the sky. And the rest of the day is spent on this ship. Is there anyone you want to talk to or anyone you want to interact with while you're hurtling through the sky?
This necromancer guy, he's not with us.
No. Clavius, he is the leading expert in necromancy. He's down in Chelta helping someone named Acheroth or something like that.
So he can...
Acheroth.
How does that work, the necromancy?
Oh, so what he would do is he'd take someone who's deceased and he'd raise them from the dead back into their skeletal form. Under his control is a sort of like skeletal minion, as it were, or a zombie or a ghost.
Slave.
What? Hmm?
Nothing.
Some kind of upstart down in Chult wants to make a tomb of horrors or something.
Ooh.
Mm, yeah, so he's down there.
Then. Yeah, it was on the back of my neck. Fun. Just went up for some reason.
Because I'm sort of looking to, learn how to make ghosts and stuff.
Oh, he's marvelous at making ghosts. Sick. I turned my nana into a ghost, actually.
Cool, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe I could become a ghost or something.
Oh, it's frightfully painful, apparently.
Oh,
yes. You're sort of bound to one place too.
Yes,
it's
sort of like
is that right?
Like those the old cocktail ghosts we met.
Yes.
What if I make the ghost is bound to my body?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And then just wherever my body goes, there's my ghost is with
me.
But your body is a corpse, just immobile, just on the floor.
Isn't that sort of what you have going on now, where you're sort of like a ghost? And I told you they were very philosophical.
Wow. What if we all are ghosts bound to our own bodies? Walking around.
Well, can I put my hand through your gauge?
He hits the side of the ship, evaporates.
We've got to get a new gauge.
Illusion gauge.
Hey, illusion gauge. Hey, you got your bunch of flowers.
That was illusion gauge. I thought it was gauge prime. That was lucky.
Oh, phew. What did I miss, guys? Sorry. It's just been tinkering in the back there.
Can I talk to the sword lady?
Yes.
Is her nickname.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just figured we have a bit of time now. Just want to ask you more questions about your laser gun, finger gun there.
Absolutely.
What do you have to draw on within yourself to make that happen? Like, I understand it might be years before I can actually do it, but like, have you got any like practice scales or something that I can start beginning with? Or
what you do is you find a condensed burning rage inside you. Boil that down into a small, thin green line.
Right.
Bring it into your very center and then eject it out of the hand, pointing it at that which you wish to completely disintegrate.
Well, that seems all pretty straightforward.
Do you have a burning rage inside you?
Not really. Not about anything, really. I mean, like, I had a pretty traumatic childhood, so now everything's just a bonus, really.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, I feel pretty crazy.
Very good. I'm happy for you, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't look it.
No, I never look it.
But is that just trying to keep on task for your weapons and stuff.
No, I'm absolutely the most relaxed I've ever been.
Where do you find the hidden rage to power your...
Talking to you.
No. What if I can't talk to me?
Try listening to yourself. I'm sure that should bring out an unprecedented amount of wrath.
I put my fingers like a gun.
Yeah.
And I like clench my eyes really tightly.
Give me a magic boy roll.
I got a 10.
Concentrate very, very hard. A little toot comes out of your butt.
See, now I'm
very
happy again.
Good. I'm extremely worried for my position as the lead evoker on the entire planet.
I'm just going to keep practicing.
Let me show you. And she cracks open her spell book. See this? Have you ever read a spell book before?
This feels like study.
It's going to be
I'm
an
getting
ignored.
Angry now.
To become an unprecedented wizard of immense power requires years of arcane study. Yes. Yes, use it. Harness that rage against the written word. Yes. Now concentrate. Hold your hand aloft like so and release that anger.
I toot again. Oh. Well, my finger does something different.
I think... Eisner, can we crack a window? This one's been drilling farts into my corner.
I can see like a bubble in my vinyl uniform.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Let me just open one of these panels up. You see her, she points to one of the panels and it shifts her hand in an anti-clockwise direction. And one of the panels opens up. It's like cracking a window on a very fast moving car. Air starts rushing in. One of the chickens outside gets sucked into it. Look, we'll make a wizard of you yet. If you're truly wishing to join our cabal, we could use a few more. Apparently, Alistair Calm went and got himself killed.
Sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yes. I'll miss him the most.
Oh. Why?
He was extremely funny. The funniest man I've ever met.
You seem like a person that enjoys a good joke.
Thank you.
Hey! Pull this!
Okay. I'll bite. She pulls your finger.
Nothing happens.
Hilarious.
I'm sorry. I used up all my, let's say, manner.
You're the second funniest person I've ever met.
Ah.
I'm going to teach you how to disintegrate things now.
Oh, okay.
Read this. She cracks open the book again and points it to a 6th or 7th level spell. Read the words very carefully.
All right, I try to concentrate and...
And the scene cuts there.
Hello? Come in there.
Gage, is that you?
Yes, hello. Heads up, we're on our way to Waterdeep. Oh. Sorry? Yes, where you are.
I was worried I gave you...
You're still in Waterdeep?
I'm here for the foreseeable future, actually. I'll be here... until everything's moved over.
Splendid. Yes. Well, we'll see you shortly. We're on an airship ourselves.
Oh. Are you
so no need to send one.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Are you talking to Zin?
Oh, yes. Yes. Do you want to say hi?
Am I?
No.
Am
I in speaker?
No. Teddy doesn't want to say hi to you.
Oh.
He's a little bit hurt that you didn't say goodbye to him.
Sorry, I just got caught up in all the... You know,
I think you should apologize.
Okay, just put me on the phone.
Okay,
Teddy, is that you? Teddy, I'm very sorry. I hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to. I've got a surprise for you when you get to Waterdeep. I've got a present for you. Would that make up for me not saying goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've got a very, very special surprise for you here. I'm going to keep it safe and sound. I think you're very much going to like it.
Well, that's good.
Teddy, I didn't mean to not say goodbye. I just got caught up. I was just talking to Gage. Didn't know I was on speaker. And
what kind of surprise is it?
I'll give you a hint, Teddy. It's sort of L-shaped and it explodes and releases a tiny shard of metal out of a tube.
Ooh.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Okay. Teddy?
Yeah?
Okay. Goodbye, Teddy.
Yay!
Goodbye, Teddy.
I'm angry, Teddy.
Okay, Teddy. Goodbye, Teddy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Could you put Gage back on?
Hello. Yes, I'm back here, Zan. Thank you.
Oh,
I wonder what it is. L-shaped.
Dodged a bullet there. Did you use our terminology?
Oh, did you really? Or...
Okay, just so funny. Okay.
Well...
So you're heading on an airship?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, I'll see you shortly.
Oh, yes. Splendid. See you shortly. Joe's laughing at something.
What?
Never mind. Bye.
But you hang up.
Oh, no, you go first. Yes,
you hang up.
No, you. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Are you still there?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. What's up?
Okay. Well, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, fuck this. Can I throw it off the side of the...
Yeah, you grab the phone. It hits the little arcane ward and sort of like shoots back onto the deck of the ship.
Jesus.
And you can see it like...
Teddy, my speaking thingy, let me go fix it.
As the day turns into afternoon and then a little bit into night, up in the distance, you can see Waterdeep, this beautiful city where your adventure began so many aeons ago. The city itself has changed dramatically. There is a huge smokestack chimneys coming out of a lot of the buildings. All of the big major metropolitan areas have these factory-style gears and cogs tacked onto the side. The city itself is bustling and lit up with all of these manufactured light sources. As you get closer, the air that you're flying through, it's almost like filled with a bit of smog. The air gets a little bit thicker, and that arcane shield, like a car with all of its windows up, keeps all the smog outside as you descend down into some cleaner, fresher air beneath. And you arrive, and there is a newly constructed spire that is designed to dock Lantanese airships to it. So it's got like an area that you pull up alongside, hitch on, and then stabilize. And your arcane airship finds the little dock there. Oh, okay, chaps, we'll be pulling in just over there. It seems they've got a spot for us now. Actually, kind of handy when you think about it. And these chaps aren't so bad. They pull in the side, the gangplank comes down, and you see Edward goes up and his little muscles dragging the gangplank himself. No, don't help. I'll bloody well do it myself now that you fucking released all my fucking servant. He throws the gangplank over at land, clatters onto the side of the port here. Well, Waterdeep Station, this is your captain speaking. Thank you for the flight. See you all later. Love to have you on board. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Are you one of these salutes?
Very good. Yeah.
Bye.
Everybody files off the ship with you. As you walk across the gangplank, you can see now there are cars and automobiles moving through the streets beneath you. The city itself has drastically changed since the last time you were here. Some streetlights start going out around the city. As these lights start going out, the scene gets a little blacker and they start resembling stars in a night sky. These stars once again turn into street lamps hovering over a dead and desolate suburban street in the middle of a rural suburb. And we can see there is the god of invention technology himself is dressed as a large, burly and sweaty man with a great big beard wielding a smith's hammer walking down this dimly lit street. There is a crash behind him of a bin being knocked over. He turns alarmed with fear, panic stricken all over his face. And then there's a small cat standing near the bin. It meows at him and pounces back into the bushes. He sighs a big, hearty sigh of relief. He turns around again and continues walking as his eyes squint and he looks into the distance ahead of him. Beneath a lone street lamp is a slumped figure on the ground. The sweaty man looks around him, checking the darkness as he slowly moves towards the lamp. He gets there, and there is a beautiful person wearing a sarong around the lower half, and he brushes his beautiful blonde hair from the face to reveal the figure beneath, slumped against the streetlight, and is completely shocked in his expression.
Yeah, bro. They got me too. I didn't see their face. Oh, they were gnarly quick, my dude. This might be my last Shaka Bra. Oh.
The burly man, a single tear rolls down his face as he looks around, a waterfall of sweat beating off him.
What have I done? What have I created?
Oh. The street lamp goes out and the scene goes black.
Basically just the deck of a ship, and it's got this bluish purple aura beneath it, and it's got that Star Trek
I was gonna say, now I'm imagining those ships in Star Trek Return of the Jedi, which are just like, you know, you know, they're the deck and the sand holes and whatever.
Do you want to try that again?
Why? What did I say?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I'm a big fan. No one listening to a D&D podcast is going to pick up on that. Yes, no, they are the little sand skiffs, I think they're called, from the beginning of Return of the Jedi. Yep.
Did I say Star Trek?
You said Star Trek.
Sure did.
They'll give me a pass.
They'll give you a pass. Yeah, you get one. Everyone gets one.